Hello, very good morning to you, and glad to have you join us on another edition of the program DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, DPR Half Hour is proudly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria, just to ensure compliance with proven standards and global best practices. Well, the program X-rays the activities of the agency and the petroleum sector in Nigeria every Wednesday from 10 to 10:30 in the morning. Welcome to DPR Half Hour. I am Ahmed Olalekan. Well, on the program today, we will focus on the activities of the Department of Petroleum Resources, and we will be looking at LPG, liquefied petroleum gas, particularly. We'll take a short break, and when we return, you get to know who our guests are. Officials, of course, of the Department of Petroleum Resources. DPR Half Hour will be back.
Welcome to DPR Half Hour. DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
All right, glad to know you're still there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, today, as I said earlier, we will be talking about LPG, liquefied petroleum gas. And as a listener, you have a chance to be a part of the program by sending your views. You can call the studio lines 0818-706-9979. That's 0818-706-9979. You can also call 0813-331-3172. That's 0813-331-3172. You can also send messages on our Facebook platform. That's www.facebook.com/DPR Hotline. On Twitter, it's DPR Hotline. On Instagram, it's at DPR Hotline. You can send an email to the email address info@dpr.gov.ng. Well, you can send reactions to those numbers and the various social media platforms, and we will respond to your messages. Now, Nigeria is the 12th largest producer of petroleum in the world and also possesses the largest natural gas reserve in the continent. But Nigerians seem not to be tapping from this very rich resources. According to reports, the use of LPG in Nigeria is 35%, 55% in Ghana, and 65% in Cote d'Ivoire. Well, while Ghana has met a UN Millennium Project recommendation that at least 50% of households in West Africa are using firewood and charcoal migrates to using gas by 2015, Nigeria is still some meters away from reaching that goal. Well, the challenge is for Nigeria to become to overcome the myriad of problems that prevents the largest producers of LPG in the region from benefiting from the advantages of this cleaner source of energy. Now, how much do Nigerians know about liquefied petroleum gas, LPG? How can Nigerians tap into the available massive gas reserves to drive the clean energy usage in the country? Well, to enlighten us on the program this morning are my guests, three guests actually. I have the chief engineer, DPR Gas Division, Mr. Olawale Ogunsola. Glad to have you on DPR Half Hour, Mr. Lawley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Nigerians.
All right. I also have a assistant chief engineer. I like the way that sounds. DPR Gas Division, Mr. Tambari Zayano. Glad to have you on DPR Half Hour.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. Good morning, Nigeria.
All right. We also have a Mr. the head public affairs of DPR, Mr. Paul Osu. Mr. Paul Osu, glad to have you on the show.
Good morning, Nigerians. We're happy to be here. Thank you very much.
All right. Let's hit straight up. We'll get started with Engineer Olu Ogunsola. Let's move with that. Let's look at DPR now and the gas sector in Nigeria. Let's start that way.
Okay, thank you very much. The DPR, like your opening said, is the technical arm of the Ministry of Petroleum Resources. So we are in charge of regulating and monitoring activities across the entire value chain, oil and gas. So our primary objective is to ensure the sustainable development of Nigeria oil and gas resources through effective regulation. And to enable us to do this across the value chain, the DPR is structured into divisions. So one of these divisions is the gas division. Interestingly, the gas division was created in 2006 to respond to the need to focus on gas matters as a global fuel and a fuel of choice for the future. So the gas division is in charge of all activities from exploration, so searching and looking for oil, bringing it out to the surface, processing it, and then marketing it. So okay, that's the entire value chain of gas business that the gas division cover. So LPG falls under the downstream segment of the gas value chain.
Okay, interesting. Engineer Atambari,
yes,
he has said something about the role of the DPR in the entire gas value chain. Let's look at the acronym LPG. Tell us more about it. A lot of Nigerians hear this word, this acronym all the time, LPG, LPG. What exactly is LPG?
Thank you very much. LPG is commonly known as cooking gas.
Okay.
And it is essentially a byproduct of refining. When you refine oil or when you refine gas in the gas processing facility, you produce LPG. Now, this LPG constitutes two components, essentially butane and propane. So each one on its own can be called an LPG, or a mixture of propane and butane can also be termed as LPG. So the LPG in Nigeria, the value chain involves LPG production, LPG storage, LPG transportation, distribution, and marketing.
All right, so simply put, LPG is cooking gas. I think Nigerians would prefer that.
It has other applications beyond cooking. You can use LPG as a vehicular fuel. You can use LPG to even generate power.
Mm.
You can use LPG as a feedstock for petrochemical plants. But its most common usage is for cooking. So that's why it's generally termed as cooking gas.
Cooking gas, okay. All right, Engineer Ogunsola, what is the status of LPG infrastructure in Nigeria? There are questions around LPG being sufficient or not. So what's the infrastructural status of LPG in the country today?
So like many issues regarding infrastructure in Nigeria, we need to improve in available infrastructure for LPG. I'll give you some numbers. We are the DPR, so we are custodian of all these facilities, and we'll give you clear details.
Okay.
So it described the value chain. So the value chain starts from production of LPG. So interestingly, we've got the Nigerian LNG that produces about a million tons of LPG per annum. And out of this volume, some 250,000 metric tons to 300,000 metric tons is supplied into the domestic market. So we have a good supply source. Normally, the refinery should also be a supply source and other gas processing plants. To augment this supply, we also have importation. So when they are imported, they get into primary storage facilities called depots. A lot of these depots are concentrated along the coastal areas, naturally, because you need
easy transportation.
That is very correct.
Okay.
So we've got a capacity of about 50,000 metric tons of primary storage around the coastal areas, Lagos, Calabar, Warri, and Port Harcourt. So from this, tankers can take products and it's supplied to LPG refilling plants interland. We also have inland depots by NNPC. There are 7,000 metric tons capacity in some depots across the nation. So giving us some 57,000 metric tons storage capacity in the country. In terms of LPG filling plants, we have about 675 filling plants spread across the country, and about 700 LPG distribution trucks that takes this product from the primary storage to the refilling plant where you go to buy in your cylinders. So this is the general outlook of the infrastructure we do have. But going to your question, is this sufficient? No, it is not. This is because we are a nation of 180 million
Okay.
numbers. And for us to be effective, for it to be deepened use of LPG, we need to grow far more. Our per capita consumption for LPG is placed at 2.5 kilogram per person.
2.5 kilogram per person?
2.5 kilogram per person per annum. And that is one of the lowest in Africa. And like you said in your opening remarks, it shouldn't be the case. But there's a good news. 10 years, looking 10 years backward, we have actually grown some 600%, sixfold in the LPG utilization and distribution. That means we are on a forward path in order to grow local utilization for cooking gas, for vehicular use, and also for fuel. Because of this, we need infrastructure to support this growth. So there's a general plan by government to grow from distribution to storage and also processing plants to enable it to cater to the need of Nigerians. So we see improvement in infrastructure going some threefold within the next couple of years in order to cater for latent demand that we do have for LPG utilization in country.
All right, very shocking statistics there you rolled out. You talked about 600%. We're going to get back to Engineer Tombari to look at a consumption level. But Engineer Ogushola, we need to get that clear. 600% increase from 10 years back.
That's true.
How were you able to achieve that figure?
Okay. So we're 70,000 metric tons LPG consumption in 2007 because the infrastructure development was only limited to the NNPC depots in Lagos and the inland depots. But from that time on, there had been a lot of private sector participation and investment in primary storage facilities. That's one of the key challenge, bottleneck in the distribution chain. For example, NLNG is able to give us up to 400,000 metric tons, but if there are no receiving facilities in the coastal areas to put this product in, then there is a challenge, a bottleneck along the chain. So that's what's been addressed. We have seen increase in these storage capacities in Lagos, in Calabar, in Port Harcourt, and Warri, driving us to the number of 50,000 metric tons in capacity today. So that has been private sector involvement in the business has driven this growth, and we see it going forward in years to come.
All right, a cheerful news story there for Nigerians. It will get bigger. Engineer Tamara, let's look at the level of LPG consumption in Nigeria now. He has talked about a growth. This has been a considerable high level of growth. So how would you rate the level of consumption as of today?
Yeah, let me start by saying that LPG consumption in Nigeria today is being celebrated within LPG sector globally as one of the fastest regions of LPG growth. Now, in nominal terms, because Nigeria's population is high, if we divide what we consume by the number of population, the per capita always comes very small. Now, but in terms of quantity, we are doing almost 500,000 metric tons per annum. 10 years ago, we were doing about 70,000 metric tons per annum. So if you look at that growth, it's significant. And the growth is mainly driven by increase in supply of LPG. You will recall that some years back, the NNPC refineries were the major source of LPG in country. Now there are issues with the refineries and the supply was constrained. So in 1999, Nigeria LNG came on stream, and by 2007-2008, the federal government, through its stake in the Nigeria LNG, intervened, and LNG became a big supplier of LPG to the domestic market. Now, not only in terms of quantity supplied, but the security of supply is significant to growth in LPG sector, because if you come and the product is not available, even if you switch to the use of LPG as a preferred cooking fuel, you are likely to become disappointed and then go back to other kerosene or firewood or other dirty fuels. So we have increase in supply and then security of supply. And of course, we are augmenting with importation to address some of the bottlenecks around availability of batting space, you know, availability of infrastructure, and then the rate at which you distribute LPG into the hinterland. Now, the challenges of LPG consumption can be categorized under the what we call the classical four A's: availability, affordability, accessibility, and acceptability.
Okay.
Because sometimes LPG is being seen as elitist, and because of that,
most like it's for the big men.
Yes, yeah. It's for the big men. So because of that, middle class, lower middle income earners, who could ordinarily afford LPG, but because of the perception that it is for the big men, and they don't subscribe to it. But ultimately, LPG is cheaper. If you look at the cumulative cost, one of the disadvantages that make people not patronize LPG is because you need relatively bigger amount of money to purchase it. So, but efforts are being put underway to bring about smaller quantities of LPG that can be purchased by people so that they can be able to see that it is actually affordable. And of course, it is far safer than firewood, than kerosene. A lot of people die from firewood smoke and pollution associated, and then desertification that happens as a result of all this firewood that is being caught for cooking.
Okay, we're going to talk more about safety. The phone lines 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. That's the number to send to call to ask questions this morning. We're talking LPG, liquefied petroleum gas, cooking gas, as Engineer Tambari said. You can send a message on Facebook, DPR Hotline. On Twitter is at DPR Hotline. On Instagram is at DPR Hotline. Email is info@dpr.gov.ng. 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Do you have a question about, I prefer to use the word, the term cooking gas, even if you say there's a restriction on that. All right, let's see some calls. Let's take some calls now. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Please, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Paul from Lagos.
All right, Paul from Lagos. Glad to have you on DPR Half Hour this morning.
I want to ask a question. The water concerns the poor people, even if you don't know. Isn't it stronger naira per liter now? I want to know, is that the official price or not? If not, could you tell us the official price of the liter per liter? Thank you.
All right, we're talking LPG today, and he's asking a question about kerosene. And unfortunately, our guests are engineers in the gas division of the DPR, so I don't think they have answers to that question. All right, more calls coming in. Hello,
good morning.
Morning. Good morning to you.
This is Christian.
Christian, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ezimo, in the local government area of Enugu State.
All right, from Enugu State, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to find out, is it possible to use that gas in firing generator sets?
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Is that the question? Is that your question? Okay, noted.
Yes.
Okay, please listen. They will provide answers to it. Okay, that's a question. Maybe Mr. Tambari, just react to that quickly before we mix
yes,
it up.
Yes, you can actually use LPG as a fuel for generators. There are generators in the market that use LPG as a fuel in place of PMS, and also generators are diesel.
Okay. Hello, good morning.
My name is Tino Ade from Ibejuleki.
All right, Tino Ade from Ibejuleki.
I have one problem that before when I fill my gas, it takes me longer time because it's finishing. But these days, because you know it, the gas has finished, they're gone. Please, what advice are you going to give us
in this
case? Thank you.
Okay, all right. Question there.
Thank you very much, Madam Tinuade. So generally, the DPR ensures quality and quantity of petroleum products, including LPG. And before we approve any facilities, we ensure that the accuracy of measurements and of dispensing meets international best practices and regulation. So when you go to a licensed filling plant, you can be assured that you would receive what you pay for. Those equipment are calibrated and are duly certified by the DPR. So watch where you go, where you buy. Go to licensed facilities where you get value for money.
Okay, so watch what you buy. Buy from licensed facilities. We'll take a break now, and when we return, we'll take more of your calls. 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. It's DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. We'll be back.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
The 18th International HSC Bioneer Conference on the Oil and Gas Industry in Nigeria will hold in Lagos with a theme, Driving Sustainability in the Oil and Gas Industry Through Improved Stakeholders' Environmental Stewardship. Date, 26 to 28 November 2018 at the Eco Hotels and Suites. Registration fees, 100,000 Naira per participant, 50,000 Naira each for CPC members and presenting authors, 20,000 Naira per students with valid ID cards. Participants should kindly indicate their willingness to attend by registering electronically via www.oghseconf.com.ng. Interested exhibitors should book for their space requirements electronically on or before July 13, 2018. For further inquiries, please contact Mrs. Emily Agnese, Secretary, Conference Planning and Management Committee on 081-7365-4981. Mrs. Titilaya Jose, Chairperson, Local Organizing Committee on 070-34-00-0082. Mr. Paul Usu, Chairman, Publicity and Protocol on 081-1395-2154. Or visit our website www.oghseconf.com.ng. Email enquiries at oghseconf.com.ng. Signed, Mrs. Onyebuchi C. C. Beudu, Chairperson, Conference Planning Committee.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
All right, you're still listening to DPR Half Hour and the network service of Radio Nigeria. And we're talking LPG this morning. And my guest really saying something, some very, very enlightening things. 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. These are the numbers to call to ask your questions. We'll go back to the lines now. But Engineer Agushola, you said something about... Okay, no, Engineer Tambari said something about... some of the challenges why some Nigerians do not utilize the gas reserve that we have. And one of the things you said was perception. I want to ask you now, Engineer Agushola, what is the DPR as the regulatory agency doing to help change this perception of Nigerians? Is there a program in place?
Yes, very true. In fact, this program is one of such in order to build awareness that LPG is an inherently safe fuel. If you handle it well, it can be safe, it's a clean source of fuel for use. In addition, there have been radio jingles, there have been public awareness campaigns that the DPR is carrying on in order to introduce and entrench the use of LPG within the country. There's also some interministerial committee, even being steered by the vice president, as high as that in the presidency, to entrench the use of LPG
nationally. Hello, good morning.
Good morning
to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello,
good morning. Hello. Okay, I think we lost that call. Please do well to call back to ask your questions. Okay, Engineer Tambari wants to add to that.
Let me quickly also say that any Nigerian that goes to any LPG facility to buy product and he feels that he is not getting the right quantity, he should contact the nearest DPR office. We can be reached on a number of platforms, but for the ease of communication, we can be reached on 01279 0000 or 01 903-7150.
Okay, we'll take that number. We'll take the numbers again before we go.
Hello?
Okay.
How do we know the right man to
buy?
Because most of the time, when I want to buy, I go to the same station.
All right, so engineers, you have the ball there. How do you know the licensed ones?
Okay, the you can ask for their license if you have any doubt. They should display a copy of their current license
prominently
in their facility. So that should give you a clue whether their license is valid or not. If they don't have at all, then you know they are not even licensed. If it is not current, you can also contact the DPR. Whether they are licensed or not, the DPR will take it up and ensure that only duly licensed facilities are dispensing LPG.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. This is DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. What's your name? Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling to make an inquiry concerning your recruitment agency.
No, that's not for this platform.
Okay, this is not for, we're talking LPG today, so we will not be able to take that response. You can visit their websites to get more information on that.
Regarding the recruitment.
Yeah, you can visit the website. Let's just have the website so that the people who have the question can. Okay, we'll get the website across to you before the end of the program. Let's take this one. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Wale from Akure.
All right, Wale from Akure.
From Akure.
All right, Wale from Akure. Go ahead with the question.
Yes, please. I want to confirm where we can get 96% of propane.
Okay, okay. You mentioned that, Engineer Ogushola. Can you just clarify that in less than 1 minute?
Okay, so generally, LPG is made up of propane and butane. In some cases, butane, 100% butane, is also LPG. But for Nigeria, the mix that is approved for use is 20 to 30% of propane and 70 to 80% of butane. And generally, since most of our products come from the NLNG, the DPR certifies the quality and quantity of LPG that is brought into the country. All imported cargoes are also certified. Due laboratory analysis are done to ensure that these specifications are met. So generally, all LPG that you get from the coastal areas, from the depots, are fit for use because they have been duly certified.
Okay.
I think his question is, where do you get 96% propane? So you get that in the refinery or in the gas processing plant, because you produce LPG butane separately, and then you produce propane also separately.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Tambari Zayana. Now, before we go, let's hear from the head public affairs, Mr. Paul Osu. Let's get the website once again. People want to make inquiries, ask questions about LPG and other issues. What was the website and your closing remark?
Thank you very much. As a follow-up to the responses from my colleagues, I think the website to reach us, it's www.dpr.gov.ng. Let me say that again, www.dpr.gov.ng. And our phone lines are 01279-0000, 01903-7150, 0811-395-2154. So you can reach us on any of those numbers. And most importantly, I think through effective regulation, it's been good news all the way. The sensitization for users and for LPG operators is ongoing.
Okay.
What we've been doing is we've carried out a lot of sensitizations across the nations, all the six geopolitical zones of this country, to encourage people to patronize licensed outlets for LPG purchases.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Paul Osu, for being a part of a DPR Half Hour today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to the engineers, Mr. Olawale Ogunsola and Mr. Tambari Zayano. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
I like it when engineers speak like English teachers. That's very, very interesting. All right, until next week when another edition of DPR Half Hour will come your way. Many thanks to the production crew, Tony Ubuagu, Nadia Ike, Kamalina Dego, and Idu Izobi, who managed the sound for us this morning. I am Ahmed Olalikom. Many thanks to the Department of Petroleum Resources. Good morning.